Pakistan has been hit with second season of devastating floods as fast-flowing water swept away hundreds of villages, bringing miseries to the locals in already poor living environments. Floods claimed lives of hundreds while thousands got relocated as the site of plain flood water used to be their homes a few days ago. District Dera Ghazi Khan is amongst the long list of unfortunate areas hit by the natural calamity. The district, comprising mostly of farmers and daily wages-based laborers, were forced to leave their homes along with their family members and are now sitting on the nearby safe locations hungry, homeless and shattered. For the past 4 days, these poor people have been helping each other and trying to seek some recovery of their belongings floating on the flood water. They express their anger against the government on keeping a closed eye and neglecting any effort to provide relief to the flood affectees.
It has been 4 days that these rains and floods have destroyed our whole village. Many have died and mostly are living on the streets. These corrupt government personnel have not even bothered to come to express their moral support with us. These lands that are now filled with water used to be our homes before the rains hit us. Now, where are we supposed to go? No one is with us to give us a single piece of bread. We did not die of the floods, but I'm sure that we will die of hunger very soon.
Floods have also caused health problems in the locals as they are left with no other option but to drink contaminated water, making them more exposed to diseases. The water also exposes them to being an easy target of dengue mosquito virus, as the deadly floods have thrown the locals on the streets under the open sky with no shelter. The local hospital also became a victim of the flood assault as doctors set up a camp outside the hospital premises to ensure immediate treatment of the flood affectees. Doctors say they are equipped with all the facilities and are working tirelessly to ensure that all medical cases are dealt with.
The diseases which are common after this disaster are diarrhea, snake bites, dog bites, scabies, skin infections. And we have got all remedies for these diseases, and there are so many centers have been established. All the doctors are working day and night, and I can say there are little chances these diseases will spread.
Though the government has been blamed by the locals for not coming to the rescue of the flood affectees, officials claim quick response and say that the government has responded promptly to challenge the flood attack.
The government, you know, the chief minister himself is alert, he is fully conscious of the situation, and as per his vision, as per his directions, all the government functionaries, they rose to the occasion, they played their role in the best possible way and in the shortest possible time.
Yet, the observers say it is difficult to endorse government claims as visible signs of hunger, starvation and sufferings can be seen on the faces of every affectee who has been urging the concerned authorities to make immediate arrangements and provide relief to the poor. With days passing by, conditions of the poor flood affectees are falling from bad to worse. Every day for them now is passed in working towards ensuring withdrawal of the flood water and hoping for relief aid availability along with rehabilitation assistance. Floods have washed away many villages, killing hundreds and displacing thousands. These people are now looking towards the government with hopes of getting relief in form of water, food and shelter. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Lahore.